Welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Lord, forever you are glorified. Lord, we stand ready to praise your holy name in this place. We give you honor and glory tonight. We bless your holy name, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Woo! God is great and he's here tonight. If you can, only if you can, you may be seated. Thank you to the band. Praise God. The presence of the Lord is in this place. And when he's here, we need to be on fire. We cannot just stand back and go into 2019 relaxed. We need to be on fire for God. You've come to the right place tonight to receive from the hand of God a message that will absolutely, I want to shake this place tonight. You know, we've been with the Lord, but let me just calm down firstly. Our message tonight is resolute living. Resolute living. If you've never heard of the word resolute, tonight you're about to find out what it takes to be resolute, what it takes to be different, what it takes to be on fire. We need to be on fire as we step into 2019. We cannot be the same. I've had enough of being the same. I need to be different. Do you want to be different? Yes, church. God is about to do great things. Now, let me first ask, what is a New Year's resolution? Let me give you the answer. There's a reply that came when someone asked, what is a New Year resolution? It is a to-do list for the first week of January. That's it. Just a to-do list for 7 days, and then we are reverting back to our old ways. Is that what it is all about? Now, church, definitely not here. Definitely not Little Falls Christian Center. Definitely not God's people. You know, many people, they make their lists, and it's good to have a list. Let me first say, I believe in good New Year's resolutions. I do believe that. And I believe everybody that has a paper are busy writing down their resolutions, you know. I'd actually love to walk and ask you, what are yours? You know, what does it consist of? And this is what this night will all be about. It is about a good year resolution. I believe it's good to have it, you know. But there's something that I understand about the revelation of resolutions. Listen to this carefully. Nothing changes without me changing. Boom. That is something I came to realize as a Christian, that when I change, everything around me changes. But if I don't change, I tend to stay the same. So, let your resolution be not that everything around you changes to the way you want it, but that you change so that everything around you may change. You need to understand that. If you understand that, life becomes easy. But let me read to you. My first scripture for the evening is from the book of Matthew 11 from verse 12. Matthew 11 from verse 12. And it says the following. We need to have some resolute Christians entering 2019. We need to be people on fire for God. But this is what is said right there in the beginning of our Lord's ministry. from verse 12, Matthew 11 from verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions, saying, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned for you and you did not lament. There's a certain kind of person God is busy raising up in this generation. I believe this is the generation that will see the coming of the Lord on the clouds. I believe God is busy raising up a person that is violent. Are you a violent person? You need to be a violent person in the spiritual dimension. We need to become resolute in the way we present ourselves to this world. Because we are the change agents that God uses by the Holy Spirit to change a lost world. But if we are people that are holding back, that will stay the same as we went through this year. If you've had a good year, good. But next year will be better. It's going to be better for all of us. But we need to place ourselves at the place to become resolute. So Jesus was resolute. Jesus did not come for a lazy people. Jesus did not come for those who do not need him. Jesus did not come for those who have figured it all out. The Lord Jesus came to this earth. First of all, he came to empower his people. He came to empower a people that will become on fire and become violent in this generation. This generation is asking for a different kind of person. It's not asking for a person that is just going with the flow. You know, the flow. Everybody goes with the flow. Step outside of the flow and let God do something with your life. Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of darkness. He came to establish his kingdom. He came to set the captives free, and he came to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus Christ came to heal and mend families, fathers and mothers and children. That's what he came for. Jesus Christ came to divide the goats from the sheep. He came for those who are not qualified. For those who say, you know what, I've made many mistakes. I've been bad. But my God, I am willing. If you are that kind of person, God will be able to turn you around in this generation to be a resolute person, a person on fire. To be on fire is not something that happens with you. To be on fire for God is a decision you make in your heart. That's what it is. If we have the Holy Spirit, we need to become what God wants us to be. And that is people that are willing to go with God against the flow. The world's flow is heavy. It's pulling a lot of people down. But it takes one person to step out of that flow and to pluck people out of that flow into God's kingdom. That's the kind of person we want to be, that I want to be. I want to be used of God. You've got to want to be used of God. So, dear child, Jesus Christ came for you. That's powerful. I love it. He came for me. He did not create me just to be someone living, eating, sleeping. That's not life. Life is different. For a born-again, spiritful child of God, life cannot ever be the same. Praise God. Got a couple of things I want to share before I go to my main scripture. How to protect your future. We are going into 2019, and there are certain things we need to do to protect ourselves and our future with God. The first thing is that we cannot face life casually. People who face life casually, spiritually, become a casualty. The spiritual hospitals are full of people that have taken it too casual, been too relaxed. Second thing, there is no future for the unfaithful. There's no future for the unfaithful. We've got to stay close to Jesus with our hands on the plow, plowing the fields of God in this generation, our generation. Life is a privilege. It's not a plague. Be careful what you confess with your mouth over your life. Life is pleasure. If you find it difficult and you're going through tough times, it is time to focus upon Jesus. This is one of the things we need to do when we are facing difficulty. Do not think of your situation, but place yourself where Jesus hung on that cross and He had you in mind. That is what we need to do. God positions His children so that they can influence others. So you've got to be at the right place, protecting God's purposes. People who protect God's plans and God's purposes will always find them at the right place doing the right things. But if we move away from our purpose to a place where the enemy will take us through this world system into that place where you cannot fight this world anymore, then it's time to think about the cross of Jesus Christ. Another thing, bad environments destroys good destinies. Bad environments, how many children of God find themselves at compromising places? And when they start compromising, then they lose it all. It's time this year to get into that flow with the Holy Spirit, to have the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So a quality choice makes for a permanent change. When last have you made a quality choice? A solid quality choice. Do you know that there are just a couple of things you need to do to change the destiny of your life? Just a couple of things. One thing, you need to pray. Nothing changes without a person committed to prayer. Amen. But if you commit to prayer, then it gets to the point where it becomes a habit. If you don't pray, you're out of sync. Then you want to get to the place of prayer. Oh my. You know, the list we need to have is a little list. Many people write 100 things down, but your list, put the important things first. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Amen. Amen. I would, yes, that is a good idea. So many people are not connected to God's purposes for their lives and live far beneath their potential. I believe every person here can do better. Can you do better? I believe I can do better. I believe that if I really put my hands, you know, you've got to grip that plow. You've nearly got to grip it so heavily that you break the thing. But you've got to hold on. Amen. Before we make commitments towards anything, we need to determine the first thing is, am I in the will of God for my life? So tonight, you need to ask yourself the question, am I in the will of God for my life? Because that is the resolute zone. There's a zone a person moves into when you start seeking God with everything that is inside of you. There is a place God takes you to where you become another person, where the things of this world grow strangely dim. You become someone you don't understand anymore, but God understands you. This world do not need to understand you. Amen. We've got nothing to say to this world. Yes, praise God. We have nothing to say to this world except repent. That's the message in the resolute zone. When the fire of God hits you, then you become lovingly beautiful, but beautifully straight. Amen. That is some poet stuff I'm giving you right there. So what does it mean to be resolute? Resolute means to be firmly resolved or determined, to set in purpose or opinion. And listen to this, to be admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. Unwavering. I love it when people go through storms and you get to them and they tell you, Pastor, don't worry, I'm praying. You know, I'm fasting. I'm in the Word. You don't find them with Uncle Castle laying down on the ground. Do you know that only 8% of people achieve their resolutions? So of everybody here tonight, only a certain handful of people will really achieve what they set out to do. We need to be spiritual in our resolutions. If you want to lose weight, that is excellent. It's a good thing. I think all of us tend to need to lose a kilo. And it's a good thing. But how about picking up some weight in the spirit? How about spending some time in prayer? How about putting the phone and the television and the things off and switching on for Jesus? Yes, praise God. Now I'm coming to my scripture. Only now. So hold on tight. Yet, Little Falls, we don't have seat belts. Romans 12 from verse 1. Romans 12 from verse 1. If you have a Bible, please go there. We are finishing off this here on a high note with a powerful scripture. If you do this, I promise you, by the will of God, we'll find each other at the end of 2019 more on fire than we are tonight. Yes, let me be very pastoral now and to read to you this beautiful piece of scripture. Paul says here, he's writing to a church. There's a lot of false teachers. There's a lot of problems in the church, but he's writing the most important letter in the New Testament. He's writing to God's people, and God knew that there would be a people 2,000 years later who would read this and who would be inspired to go out and change their circumstances, change the world they find themselves in. This is the stuff we need to do if we want to be resolute in our lifetime. Paul says here, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, everybody say good, good. Acceptable, and perfect will of God. You need to find yourself where you are at. Are you in the good? Are you in the acceptable or the perfect will of God? Do not let the devil lie to you. If your prayer life is not in order, then you're outside of all three of those. It starts with a deep personal relationship with Jesus. Make it your number one resolution for 2019. Closer to Jesus Christ. Closer to Him. It's only that that will change your life. Nothing else. So it's not immediately take off that resolution list. You want a Ferrari. You need a Ferrari to get into the prayer room. Amen. Yes, I do believe that. And verse 3, it says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." That measure of faith God has given to every person here, that measure of faith need to take you through 2019. If you activate the faith that you have, then you get stuff. You do things. You become different in this generation. I've written here, if you are in the wrong place, the right things will never happen to you. It's funny how people tend to compromise with church services. You know, I remembered when we decided, myself and my wife, that we will try to attend in our lifetime, two services on a Sunday. And the impact of just that decision, what impact it had on our lives. Great impact. The decision to come to a Saturday morning prayer meeting. The impact of that, what it had on my life. To pray daily, to have a quiet time. These are the things of resolute Christians. So I want to quickly refer back to that word beseech. Paul says there, "I beseech you therefore, brethren." The word beseech, don't get it wrong. You might misunderstand the word. The word beseech is not beg. "I beg you, therefore, by the mercies of God." You see, God doesn't know the word beg. Because God doesn't beg any person. God invites. He walks past you. And then He says, "Believe, have faith, repent." Single words that He uses. When last have you heard His voice? Because He doesn't talk in sentences. When we do the right things, you hear His word like that. Single words I've heard through my life. And the reaction to that, to those suggestions of God changed my life. Everybody here can and does hear God's voice. The word beseech means, it's actually the word parakaleo. And it means the following. It says, call to one side. It's a calling. When Paul says, "I beseech you," he's giving you a calling. He says to you, "I'm calling you to one side." God is calling His people closer to Him. God wants to take His people so close to Him that you can hear His heartbeat, that you can understand His will for your life. So that word beseech tonight, the Lord is saying, "I'm beseeching you by the mercies of God." The word mercies there are the word compassion. The Lord is saying, "Come closer to me that I may have compassion on you." That is beautiful. I need a lot of compassion from my Lord, but I need to get closer to Him. I cannot get compassion if I'm far off. Always there in the distance. We need to get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a calling that produces a particular effect when we present our lives to God. There's something that happens to you when you get closer to God. Now I want you, it says the word there, beseech. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present." The word present means the following. If you want to know the Greek word, it is the word parastemi, which says to place beside or near, to place a person or a thing at one's disposal. God wants to draw His people closer to use them. When God uses you, you change. God wants people to be able to be used, not to be abused. This world abuses, but God, He uses His people. So He's saying here, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice. Here's the thing about a sacrifice. A sacrifice is something that is alive, not dead. You cannot present something dead to the Lord in 2019. You've got to take this body of yours, and then you present it to God, and you say, Lord, I am living. I want to sacrifice my life to your purpose. Then He starts accepting that sacrifice. Listen to this. You see, when you present your body to God, it must be living. What that means, there must be a new, fresh commitment. Not yesterday's old sacrifices. Some people have done a lot of things for the Lord, but they still rely on those old ashes on that altar. We've got to clean the altar for 2019. It's got to be fresh. It's a new commitment to life. It's a new commitment to Christ. Everything needs to become new. But then it's got to be holy. It's got to be clean. It's got to be worthwhile. God doesn't take, you see, the sacrifice need to be the best you can give. And then He changes that sacrifice into something good smelling. God loves a good sacrifice. You know, when those Jews in the desert started sacrificing, and they sacrificed in Jerusalem when the temple was still going, you know, it was good sacrifices. It was kind of like the best bryflace you could find. God loves a good bryflace. Really, He does. And when we present ourselves a living sacrifice to the Lord, then we give our best to Him. And then, you know, He tests it. He smells it. He tastes it. And He wants the best from you. When we give Him our best, believe me, you get God's attention very quickly. And He knows when His children are giving their best to Him. He knows it. And He wants that. So this year, before we do anything this coming year, we need to say, God, I'm willing. I'm bringing my best to you. And believe me, He will help you. We cannot enter 2019 with a 2010 mindset. You see, it's got to be like that old advertising slogan or song. It's got to be good and clean and fresh. Tra-la-la. So it's got to be wonderful. But if you want to enter, you've got to have a new mindset. It says there, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is impossible to do anything for God worthwhile with an old mindset. What is your mindset tonight currently? Do you have a mindset where you've been hurt and maybe there's unforgiveness? It is time to deal with that. Maybe you've been hurt and you've stepped outside of ministry. It is time for a new mindset. Maybe you've given up. It's just time for a new mindset. And a mindset is a new decision. A decision to be resolute for life. This is the life we have. You have received what you have right now from God. Accept it that this is yours. You have it now. You will not get to the place where it will be perfect, but you will be in the perfect will of God. And when you get to that place of the perfect will of God, then it doesn't matter what happens to you, because it's okay. Lord, I will suffer for you. I will do what I must do, but I'll get out to the other side. I'll be better. We need to be better. Have a good attitude, and immediately you become better. Immediately, right there. So we need a wonderful mindset. Hebrews 13, verse 15 says the following: therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifices of praise to God, that the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The lips is so important to the mindset, because we cannot confess with our lips if the mindset is not right. The two has to link up together. Your mindset becomes your tongue, and your tongue is connected to your faith, and your faith comes from your heart. And when your heart is right with God, you can achieve anything. There is nothing in your life you will not be able to achieve. You can do it all with a right mindset, speaking life. It's time to speak life over yourself. It is time to repent of the old mindset if it is negative. God wants a new mindset from his people. I want to read to you from the Message Bible. Now, the Message Bible, it's a paraphrase, but I thought this is beautiful how that man has put it. He says here in Hebrews 12 from verse 1, the same scripture. Listen to this. So here, what I want to do, God helping you, it says here, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, and your walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you. He develops well-formed maturity in you. God is expecting maturity from his children. He's expecting us to get to that place where he can use us, where we don't back off anymore, where we have courage for tomorrow, where the fire of the Holy Spirit burns on a person. So, a living sacrifice, that is what we need to become. Are you a living sacrifice, or are you an absent living sacrifice? See, we need to change the living to living for God. We need to become like Jesus. As I'm coming in for a close, I quickly want to read you something about Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards lived in the 1700s, and he had a certain mindset about life. He was a man that absolutely lived by resolutions. And this is what he did. Before the age of 20, he penned 70 resolutions that he wanted to live by. He lived his life with resolutions focusing on the following things. These are the things that this great man of God focused on. He focused on his life mission. Your life mission is to be a Christian, a child of God. Your life mission, he said, good works, time management, relationships, suffering for the Lord, character, and his spiritual life. Those are the things that this man lived by. God used him to preach the most famous sermon ever. And that sermon became a little book. And it's Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And what the book is all about, it's about people tonight, now, right at this moment, falling into the lake of fire. It's serious. This is so serious. God used him to lead the Great Awakening. This man of the 1700s, multitudes of people came to the Lord because of his resolutions. God used him because this man resolved to be a godly man. He said the following. One of his resolutions is that I resolve that I will do all I think or say to the glory of God and not to take into consideration my own comfort, profit, or pleasure. That is a powerful resolution. Another one is he resolved to be self-controlled in all the areas of his life. All the areas of his life, not just those that were easy. And then, listen to what he said. He resolved to inquire every night as I'm going to bed where I have been negligent, what sin I have committed, and where I have denied myself. See, that's a person serious with God. That's a person that's really, really serious with God. And any person can be like that. It's not a calling to be serious. It's a decision. And if you make that decision, God gets excited. I want to now, in closing tonight, I want to read to you King David's resolution. He summed it up in the Psalms. And the Psalm is Psalm 101. And you know what 101 is? When you say to something 101, it's kind of like first base. It's the starting point. It's the place of power. Listen to Psalm 101 in the New Living Translation. Listen to this. David said, I will sing of your love and justice. I will praise you with songs. I want to see if the church picks up on certain things King David is saying consistently. He says, I will be careful to live a blameless life. He says, when will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile or vulgar. I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them. This is David's resolution. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from evil, from everything evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit or pride. I will search for faithful people to be my companions. Only those who are above reproach I will allow to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house, and liars will not stay in my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out the wicked and free the city from their grip. This is what King David, he said, this is his starting place. This is the place he operated from. So you will see, I think it's about, I counted 15 I wills that he committed to God. How many I wills have you built into your life that I will absolutely do the following no matter what? We need to be like that. Listen to this. Have your resolution have the ability to cause a revolution? Is your resolution built around comfort? Or is it built around the plan of God for your life? We need to have that kind of resolution. You see, is your life an adventure? What is an adventure? You see, an adventure is when you add the right venture. It's not a Toyota vehicle. But it's when we venture with God's plans for our lives into this world on fire. That's the right venture that you will be able to take. Listen to Winston Churchill, what he said. I love this man, this English man. He said the following, fear is a reaction, courage is a decision. So what are you fearing? Do you have any fears for 2019? I've changed my mind that I will fear in 2019. I will decide to take courage in my life and to do the right things. Here's someone else that said something. A same mistake done twice is a decision. Many people have made a lot of wrong decisions. John Wayne, who knows John Wayne? I expect the younger people I see, they're not raising their hands. Go and find out who John Wayne is. John Wayne said the following. He said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. Adios, Silva! I don't know if he said that, but in any case, I think that's Zorro. But listen to Albert Einstein. I love what Albert Einstein said. He said, a ship is always safe at the shore, but that's not what it's built for. You see, God has built us as ships to go and face the storms. You know, we need not back down. I want to tell you from this book, I don't know how many of you have read it, but when you come to the end, there's something beautiful there for you. The message is, we won. We won, yes! We're a bunch of winners. We will tackle 2019 as winners. Are you ready to tackle it? Praise God. Okay, let me just give you something for a bonus and a benefit. 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. If you don't have a list of resolutions, let the Ten Commandments be your resolution. You know what the Ten Commandments says? It says, resolve, first of all, number one, to be faithful to God. Number two, let nothing become the object of your worship. Number three, watch your mouth, especially when you use the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, prevent burnout. You know, we don't have the Sabbath. We celebrate the Lord's Day every day. Number five, respect your parents. Love them. Children, if there's any children here today, love your parents. You will live long. It's the only place where God allows parents to take out their children. Okay, wait, no, I did not say that. Cancel. Don't go and do it and they'll arrest me. Number six, less anger. Moenie so kwaad word nie. We get so angry at little things. You know, let the taxi go by. Why? Why do you get cross? That man is spending the whole day in that simple vehicle. Give him the space. Praise God, yes. Number seven, honor your spouse. Love your spouse. It's the person that you need. Get sick, you'll quickly see how you need that person, especially the men. Number eight, don't steal anything. I can say a lot about that one because we are too holy. We could steal time from our boss, but let's leave it there. Here's another one. Pastor Tien's confirmed that in the week. He gave me probably the best advice of my life. Pastor Tien's actually a week ago, he said to me, George, do everything you do with truth and love. When he said that, I knew God's Spirit was busy talking to me about my life. Do everything you do in truth and love. And number 10, be content with what you have. Because what God has given, yes, praise His holy name. God is going to give you things that is unexpected. He loves giving things to His children. He loves blessing His children. But we need to be on fire for Him. Amen. Everybody, please stand. Please stand. I want to do a prayer over God's people right now. And the prayer is that there are people here that God has shown me that's not understanding His will for their lives. I'm not going to call you forward. I want you right where you are. If you find it difficult to understand His will for your life, please raise up your hand. Raise up a hand. Yes. Be honest with the Lord. If you're not at the best place you could be, raise up your hand. I want to pray for you. Everybody, those Christians praying in tongues, let us just take a couple of seconds and pray in tongues for these people here. Father God, tonight, I lift up all these raised hands to you. Oh God, my prayer tonight is that you would draw every person closer to you. Father, to reveal your will to someone is a decision we take. God, we know that you immediately react when you see your children coming closer to you. Your word says, draw closer to me, and I will draw closer to you. Father God, give the inspiration of your Holy Spirit to the people here. Let them, in a blink of an eye, see your plan for their lives. Father, as they commit that 2019 will not be the same as this year, I pray your kingdom come, your will be done in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You can put on your hands. Praise God. There's just one person. Tom, the Lord says, because you have acted, I'm going to react. I'm going to touch you. Your life will not be the same. Hang on to God. He's got a plan with you yet. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, tonight, I thank you for your people that have taken the time to come to this place tonight. Lord, every person here, you will bless them. You will reveal yourself to them. Lord, we know that every person that heard this message will go into 2019 on fire for you. Help us with our commitments, our resolutions. Let us be revolutionary in our decision making. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say,
for more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.